I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where inflation now poses the biggest threat to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's rule as he launches his campaign this week for an unprecedented third presidential term in May polls. In Kadıköy, a middle-class district of Istanbul, people patiently queue for a free iftar meal to mark the end of a day of fasting. Many wait more than an hour for a meager meal of a sandwich and a soup. It's a sign of the hard times facing people, according to this man who only wanted to be identified by his first name, Ahmet.
Why do you think all these people are waiting here just to receive a small food parcel? Unfortunately, everything is so expensive. The rents, the economy, the people are finished.
The opposition-controlled Istanbul municipality is providing the free food. With most of Turkey's main cities under opposition control, similar services are provided nationwide.
Sana söz, 85 milyonun cumhurbaşkanı olacağım.
Sana söz.
150 lira. Vatandaş iftar sofrasında ete hasret kaldı. İndirimli et.
With the country going to parliamentary and presidential elections in May, the opposition is highlighting Turkey's inflation rate. It's officially at 55%, but believed by many economists to be much higher. And they blame President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for his unorthodox policy of cutting rather than raising interest rates to control inflation. Atilla Yeşilada is a Turkey analyst for Global Source Partners.
It's devastating. Poll after poll, we see up to 80% of participants complaining about economic conditions. At least 80% thinks has gotten worse over the last 12 months. 60% on average thinks they will even get worse in the next 12 months. Turkey is going to be shell-shocked because prices will have to be increased. Millions of households who will no longer be able to afford electricity, natural gas or both.
The authorities are getting nervous about criticism. A graphic designer who produced stickers blaming Erdogan for rising food prices and placed them in supermarkets was detained and charged with insulting the Turkish president. He is now a hero on social media. In this city market, local farmers try to sell their produce. Many complain of a lack of customers and warn they're struggling to survive. Meral is a farmer who only wanted to be identified by her first name.
Compared to the last year, there's an increase of 100% in prices, even more, especially in the feed prices. The feed prices doubled, and we have big hardships in producing and selling eggs. The same is true for our milk production. It's extremely expensive. I've been doing this job for the last 10 years. Now we don't earn any money. We're just striving to keep the production going. We can't cover for all of the work we put in.
Such sentiments are shared by Yusuf Kavakçı, a farmer with the company Acacia Agriculture.
The gas price has increased 100%. We rented our field and the rents went up immediately. The workers' rate used to be 150 Turkish lira, now it has gone up to 400 lira. We can't pass on that cost to the customers because they're not able to afford it. We have regular customers. They used to buy 30 eggs, now they ask for 5 or 6.
One of Erdogan's greatest achievements was years of unprecedented economic growth, and with it, the creation of a powerful religious middle class, which analysts say was always fearful their gains could be lost if Erdogan should lose power to pro-secular parties. But soaring inflation could be changing that political equation, says Osman Sert, director of Panoramamat Research Company.
The economic crisis is cutting through all the segments, all the identities, and that's why it is lessening the effect of the polarization, because both the conservatives and the secularists and all others are being affected by the inflation, by the economic crisis, almost equally.
Ay yıldızlı sularda zaferdir güneşimiz. Ne kahramanlarız.
The government is now trying to change the agenda. This week, Turkey launched its first amphibious assault ship, and Erdogan said the event underlined how he's turned the country into a regional power. His words were designed to court his nationalist religious voting base. Whether that base remains loyal is likely key to his re-election bid. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.